Good afternoon. Welcome back to Passion World Talk Radio Network. PWTRN is a wholly owned subsidiary of Global Media Network, LLC. Educate, enlighten, entertain, mindfulness. And on today's episode of Historical Lest We Forget, we're going to talk about an article found in the Miami Herald on July 17th, speaking about, is the American dream still attainable? Here's what voters said in a new poll by Brendan Raskus, R-A-S-C-I-U-S. Many voters today now say that the American dream is unattainable, according to a new Quinnipiac University poll. For generations since 1931, when the term was coined, the American dream has been the belief that anyone in the U.S., regardless of their background, can achieve success through hard work and perseverance. But now, polling reveals that many Americans doubt the dream remains achievable in the 21st century. In the latest Quinnipiac University survey, respondents were asked, which comes closer to your line of thinking? The American dream is alive and well, or the American dream is not attainable? There were a plural of respondents who said 50% said the dream is no longer attainable, while 43% said it is alive and well. An additional 7% said they really did not know. When the results were broken down by partition, affiliation, a massive divide emerged. The vast majority of Republicans, 79%, said the American dream, like I said before, a catchphrase popularized in 1931 amid the Great Depression, is still within reach. Meanwhile, 78% of Democrats says it is not. Independents were more evenly split, with 51% describing it as unattainable, while 41% says it's alive and well. Is the sun finally setting on the American dream? Overall, voters have their concerns, though Republicans have a far rosier view. Tim Malloy, a Quinnipiac analyst, concluded in the poll, the poll sampled 1,290 registered voters from July 10th to the 14th and has a margin of error of 2.7 percentage points. The results come in contrast to another recent survey, which found greater belief that the American dream can still be realized. For example, in July, Ipsos poll, IPSOS poll, 56% of respondents disagreed with the statement that the dream, quote, isn't attainable for someone like me, unquote. 44% said they agreed. And in July 2024 Pew Research Center survey, 53% of respondents said the dream, quote, is still possible for people to achieve, while 41% said it was once possible for people to achieve. So think about it and make your decision for you, for the salary you're receiving. Or have you been let go, downsized, or fired because of artificial intelligence? Because I really believe that artificial intelligence will make a difference. And of course, your salary and whether two people are working or your kids are also working, all for one and one for all, will make a difference. For those people who are interested, On that same day, July 17th, Elon Musk started a third party, political party, in the United States and found that voters are open to third parties, not just the one founded by Mr. Musk. And this article was written by Brandon Rakius. Same day, nearly half of American voters, 49%, would consider voting for a third party, but just 17% would think about voting for a party created by Elon Musk, according to a new poll. Many Americans are open. They just don't want Mr. Musk. But these figures shifted dramatically when Musk's name was mentioned, who revealed his intention to launch his own party, the America Party, after falling out with the current president. Just 17% of respondents said they would consider voting for a third party created by the billionaire CEO of SpaceX and Tesla. Meanwhile, an overwhelming majority, 77%, said they would not. And the person who took the poll said, there's a healthy appetite for a third party among American voters, but with Elon Musk leading the way, not so much. In the poll, which sampled 1,290 registered voters July 10th through the 14th, a significant partisan divide emerged on the topic of third parties. When asked about a generic third party, support was the strongest among independents, with 75% saying they'd be open to join one. Meanwhile, 39% of the Democrats and 28% of Republicans said the same. However, when they were asked would they join Elon Musk's party, just 22% of the independents said they would consider supporting it, marking a 53-point shift. Support also dropped by 33 points among Democrats, with 6% saying they entertain the idea of voting for Musk's party. The smallest shift came among Republicans, with 18% saying they think about backing a party funded by Musk, according to the poll, which has a margin error of 2.7 percentage points. The poll was released soon after Musk revealed his intention to launch the American Party, which came after he repeatedly asked his online followers for their input. On July 4th, he created a poll on X asking if we should create the America Party. About 1.2 million users answered, with 65% saying they favored the creation of a new party. Musk, whose rift with Trump began over the president's recently enacted spending bill, pounced on the results. By a factor of 2-1, you want a new political party and you shall have it, he wrote in a July 5th post. When it comes to bankrupting our country with waste and graft, we live in a one-party system, not a democracy. Today, the American Party is formed to give you back your freedom. However, Musk has yet to provide additional information about the new party, and it is not clear if it's been registered with the Federal Election Commission, according to PBS News. And the other thing you have to consider before you jump in on this third party is what you're going to be held liable for to get your democracy back. In other words, how much are you going to pay or sacrifice? Because you can never go back. You can maintain or move forward, but you can never go back. Today's program, Historical, Lest We Forget, brought to you by two companies. One, Conscious Research Solutions. Check us out at passionateworldtalkradio.com/research-made-simple-blog. Read about all the pain points. And then while you're there, sign up for a free 15-minute consultation and see how we can help you with potential research or just do your research for you. And also by Global Media Network, LLC. And you can find us over at passionateworldtalkradio.com. And if you want to hear the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help you, to hear that truth, please go over to PassionateWorldTalkRadio.com/donation. We've been on the air now for 19 years. We're a woman-owned, woman-run company. I'm proud of it. Thank you very much, and have a great day.